For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. The Supreme Court rules that former President Donald Trump has at least partial immunity for acts committed while in office. Fox reporter Shannon Bream continues our coverage.
The bottom line is a win for the Trump campaign today in that this is kicked back to the lower courts. It buys more time. It makes it less likely this case actually gets to trial by Election Day. But there's still a lot of work to be done on this case. 6-3, the justices decided today that there is immunity, criminal immunity for core functions of the presidency, for official acts of the presidency, but not for unofficial acts. And what they did was say to this court, this case was so expeditiously rushed along, pressed along. We can't answer these questions, so yes, it's got to go back down to the lower court.
The former president and his legal team argued that his efforts to reverse the outcome of the 2020 election were part of his official duties while still in office. The Supreme Court has returned a case to the lower courts involving two state laws that tried to limit social media companies' ability to moderate content in the name of protecting speech posted to the platform. Here's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
Florida and Texas both passed laws meant to protect more conservative speech they alleged was more often removed or banned from social media platforms. Social media companies sued to block the state laws, arguing they have speech rights as well and should be able, much like newspapers, to monitor and regulate their own sites. The Supreme Court sent the cases back to the lower courts, though. Justice Elena Kagan wrote the lower courts had not properly considered how the First Amendment applied here, noting these laws wouldn't just impact curated social media feeds, but that Gmail and a site like Etsy, a marketplace for handmade goods, could be impacted as well. Former President Trump had filed a brief in support of the state laws. The Biden administration had filed in support of the tech companies.
Manufacturers are mired in a slump, and that's according to a new report from the Institute for Supply Management, which also finds manufacturers are not adding much to the U.S. economy. ISM's manufacturing index fell from 48.7 in May to 48.5 in June. Numbers below 50% signal the manufacturing sector is shrinking. The state of Oklahoma now requires all school districts to incorporate the Bible into the curriculum for grades 5 through 12. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
Oklahoma Superintendent Ryan Walters sent a letter on Thursday to all school districts in the state, requiring them to comply immediately with this change. Walters explained in an interview with AFN why he made this move.
We're very proud to be the first state in the country to require the Bible in every classroom and to be taught in every classroom. And what we've seen is the Bible and the faith of our founders has been driven out of our schools, driven out of our history, and the radical left has censored our history and tried to rewrite it.
He said history is history, and facts are facts.
The reality is our kids need to understand the Bible's influence on our founders, the Bible's influence throughout our history. We have individuals like Martin Luther King Jr., even in the 1950s and 60s, referencing it to the Civil Rights Movement. If you look at the letters from a Birmingham jail, he is talking about Bible stories.
Walter said it's so important that our students understand our founding, the faith of the founders, and the role that Christianity played in our nation's history.
We are going to continue to do that to make sure that our kids have the accurate view of American history.
He said this is not the government endorsing religion.
History is history. We are going to go back and reference true history. The Bible is the number one best-selling book in American history. It was referenced time and time again throughout our country. It was referenced by some of the most monumental pieces of legislation.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
And a new Florida law takes effect today, giving more power to landlords to get rid of people not authorized to be in their properties. Fox's Evan Brown has this story.
Florida's new anti-squatting law comes on the books today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed that bill earlier this year. This new law shortens the process for landlords looking to remove people occupying their properties who ought not to be there. The landlord can fill out a form and law enforcement will show up and remove the people from the property if they can't prove they have an active lease. The old law treated so-called squatters as tenants and required landlords formally evict them. Suspected squatters can now also face felony charges for presenting phony leases and for destruction of property.
Find more news on AFN.net.